My name is Darren McStay.
I have the power!
Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. This video is on how you can safely create gruff and rough textured sounding voices. And I'm not sure if you're a singer or a speaker or a voice artist or whatever it is you use your voice for. If you've clicked on this video, it's because you want to find out how you can hopefully safely create some more texture and some more grit and to your voice. And that was a bad example. But what I'm going to do is first tell you that you need to warm up, and you really do need to warm up. And I would personally do a full physical warm-up before I started attempting some of these new sounds. And if you have done that already, great. If you don't, I'm not going to do one now, but there's a video here you can watch that there's a full 20-minute full body warm-up and some voice warm-up as well. We can, though, before we start, just start playing with the idea of humming, because actually we're going to go from humming into the rougher sounds. And I want you to start connecting with your breath and connecting with your voice and touching on sound. So let's begin with some just simple humming. You can play up and down a scale. And try and get the hum to sort of move forward, and almost like so you can feel it on your lips. Now, keeping this idea of the hum on your lips, try and see if you can actually send the hum down into your belly. And then into your chest. Into your throat. Into your mouth. Into your nose. Into your head. And if above your head. So you can do a bit of that as a nice little sort of gentle warm-up. But now we're going to start opening our mouths, because this is the next stage that I like to go from working on these voices safely. And so if you can start to hum and then open your mouth gently, so get the hum correct. So it's nice and forward in the mouth on the lips. And what we want to do here is kind of drop down to your chest and your belly, sort of lower registers. So it's very quiet and it's kind of easy. And from here, start adding more air than you need for the sound you're making. Okay, like this. So you can use your diaphragm and actually just push more air through, but keep it low and keep it sort of gentle. So it becomes more breathy now. And actually you can take the vocal folds right out of the way and just create breathy sounds. But still quite low. And you can probably already hear. When I start pushing a little bit with that breathiness, there's a bit of a texture sort of forming already. And you really want to relax your throat, and you really want everything to just drop down. So relax your belly, relax your shoulders, allow your tongue to sit at the bottom of your mouth, let your jaw go. And it's almost like you're sighing. It's like that. But you just put a little bit more energy into it. So as you're sighing, you use some of this core to push the air up and out, but keeping your voice relaxed, completely relaxed, your tongue down, your jaw relaxed, your throat completely not doing anything. So you're not making anything happen. It's very breathy. You're just using your diaphragm or using your pelvic floor to move air through. And it's almost like if you were to just breathe into your belly and relax, breathe into your back and relax. Breathe in, and you could push with your hands, and nothing would be restricted, but you're allowing lots of air to come through, and you can hear the little texture that creates. Now, that's a a good point, because air is what's going to support us and it's what's going to make it safe for us to do this. So going back to the idea of the hum, go down low, then disengage our vocal folds. So what you're kind of doing is not, you could, because you could just be pushing air out. You're kind of, it's almost like when you sigh, and if you, I'm not sure if you've experienced throwing up before, but this is kind of, you're bringing that in also. So it's, you're finding some of these other parts that move, which are above. And so there's a lot of kind of tissue, and there's a lot of stuff that's a little bit loose, and ultimately you're kind of wriggling that around. I mean, I don't really want to get into the technical specifications of this, because it, you know, it can get a bit complicated and it's very different for different people to understand. So what I want to try and do here is just get you to start making these sounds and try and copy me, if you like, but make sure it's relaxed, make sure you're low down. If you imagine just that you're a little frustrated, and so you bring in a sigh that's frustrated. So you can start adding your voice back in again. So if, once you've got this idea of the breathiness and finding the texture of the movement without your vocal folds being engaged, then you can start engaging your vocal folds again. So you start first with and then you can add in the voice. Making sure you're still very relaxed and you're using a lot of air. Okay, so this is a bit weird, and even I am going a little lightheaded now. So you can get dizzy because you're using air in a different way. You're taking a lot of oxygen and it can make you feel dizzy. So do this sitting down. Really do this sitting down at first if you haven't done it before, because it could, you don't want you falling over and hurting yourself, do we? So once you've got to this level, making sure everything's relaxed, because you want other things to start moving and not the vocal folds. But you engage the vocal folds after you feel everything else moving, so you know it's not the vocal folds that are doing the sound. Then you can start speaking.
Hi, my name is Darren McStay. Welcome to Improve Your Voice. Not that this kind of speaking will, in fact, improve your voice.
And so it takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of support, and it takes a lot of air to do this and maintain doing this safely, because you really need to be pushing the air through. So it's not getting stuck and you're not using your throat. Everything's relaxed. It's moving through. It's just the movement of air that creates all this flapping around of tissue that creates these sounds. So again, if you're unsure, start and see if you can do it just the breath.
Hi, my name is Darren.
But then add in the voice.
Hi, my name is Darren.
For some reason, I've gone into an Australian Cockney goblin type voice, but that's kind of what I've naturally done. And you can start changing the pitch as well, and you even go into a falsetto. And it can sound like a scream. So if you wanted to create something that's a bit more aggressive and a bit more scary,
I have the power!
You can sort of play with that and see what happens. So don't overdo it. Just do a little bit at a time, and it could take, you might get it straight away, but because you're using your voice in a new way, things are going to get tired and you're going to get tired, and it's easy to fatigue. And when you do that, other muscles start stepping in and doing the jobs that you don't want them to do, because that could be more detrimental to your voice because you're creating new tensions. So just start off slowly, do a little bit every day and build on it, because we want to do this safely and we want to do it securely so you can do it for a long time and you don't have any vocal issues. But remember, breath support and air and energy. Start low, start easy. Like you're sighing.
Oh my goodness!
And that's how I get into doing a gruff sound as a voice artist, and I've been also doing recently into my singing too, which is a kind of a different thing, and it takes a lot more energy and a lot more support. Maybe I'll cover that in another day. But there, I hope that's helped you. Thank you for watching. Make sure you use lots of breath support. Warm up before you do these. Take it bit by bit. Don't rush into it and do too much in one go. Sit down when you first try it so you don't fall over. And I hope it's been helpful. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time,
look after your voice.